As international relations expert Irbad Ibrahim says assurances of prosecution immunity for ex-Gambian leader Yahya Jammeh will be paramount in ensuring a peaceful resolution of the political impasse in that country. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ibrahim Areva said it is possible that a military intervention by ECOWAS will be employed to force Mr. Jammeh to relinquish power. I spoke to him earlier.
Everybody anticipated right from the get-go that diplomacy would be given a chance in the resolution of such a political impasse. Unfortunately, some 2 days away from the inaugural day, we've seen incidents that have raised the specter of potential war, a new war front in the West African sub-region. A lot can happen in terms of mediation, and our former president is part of the mediation team. A lot can happen between now and Thursday. I think Gambian State TV broadcast a phone conversation between Jammeh and Johnson Sirleaf, in which he expressed his interest to see this issue resolved in the courts in a peaceful way rather than resorting to violence. So let's keep banking our hopes on the mediation and arbitration efforts that are being led by ECOWAS.
Mr. Ibrahim, we also understand that Mr. Jammeh sent an appeal to the Supreme Court to stop the inauguration of Mr. Barrow on Thursday, and now the Chief Justice has refused to rule on the issue. So how do we expect a peaceful outcome?
One of two things could happen. Is either international powers will put pressure on Jammeh to accept a certain package, maybe being made a university professor somewhere to be lecturing while on retirement and being assured of immunity from prosecution, and other things that would make him comfortable and would easily make the international community ease him out of power. But if he continues to hold on to the fact that it's not going to budge, I believe whatever force that will come into Banjul will bear the name of ECOWAS, but a good number of the soldiers would be Senegalese and possibly Nigerian soldiers. And Germany's country is quite a small one. Its army numbers less than 1,000. So therefore, any military intervention is not expected to last too long. It will take between a few days and a few weeks. But an outcome like that for me will not be the best. And diplomacy and peace should be the path for the international community to trade, because the war may last for a day or even an hour, but its repercussions carry on for a long time to come. And West Africa is not ready for another war. And I hope between now and Thursday, find a diplomatic solution to this impasse.